The gospel reading appointed for today is Luke 18, 1-8. It will be read by Pat Hinton.
Jesus told his disciples a parable about their need to pray always and not to lose heart. He said, "In a certain city there was a judge who neither feared God nor had any respect for people. In that city there was a widow who kept coming to him and saying, 'Grant me justice against my opponent.' For a while he refused, but later he said to himself, 'Though I have no fear of God and no respect for anyone, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will grant her justice so that she may not wear me out by continually coming.' And the Lord said, 'Listen to what the unjust judge says. And will not God grant justice to his chosen ones who cry to him day and night? Will he delay long in helping them? I tell you, he will quickly grant justice to them. And yet, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth?'"
The traditional interpretation of this parable is that we should be seen in the role of the widow and pray with the persistence that she showed when she continually petitioned the judge for justice. God should be seen in the role of the judge, but more merciful, more quick to act than the one in the story. "So what's your problem, John?" I hear you ask. A reading that assures us that God will grant the justice we seek is surely comforting. Well, my problem is, it just doesn't seem to work that way. How many prayers were said during that long day of 9/11, and yet the building still fell in ashes? How many prayers were said at the night Grenfell Tower burnt? How many prayers have been said in Gaza and Israel over the last long 2 years? And there is a question of morality in this too. In a moving book called Between Living and Dying, written by Ruth Scott during the period of intensive care treatment that she was given, cancer treatment that ultimately proved ineffective, she writes, "I was grateful for all the people, known and unknown to me, that I knew were praying for me. And I was uplifted by the positive energy that I think prayer creates. But I cannot accept an image of God who heals me because people pray for that, while leaving millions of others to suffer." But there is something else we can take from this reading. In that city, said Jesus, there was a widow who kept coming to him and saying, "Grant me justice." Once again, Jesus turned the normal upside down. The idea that a widow would continually pester a judge in this way was ridiculous. Widows were powerless, voiceless people in Jewish society. Judges, on the other hand, were powerful, often corrupt or insensitive. The idea that a powerless widow would continually pester a powerful judge in this way was preposterous. The idea that the judge would pay her any attention at all was even more preposterous. But the widow's stubborn persistence won, and justice was granted. This parable invites us to ask, who are the powerless and the powerful in our society, and who do or should we stand alongside or stand against? This parable encourages the powerless to persist in their fight for justice. This parable invites us to ask ourselves a question. What injustices are we passionate enough about to struggle against and to persist in struggling against, even if our voices are ignored? This parable invites us to ask ourselves what we, as followers of Christ, are called to get angry about. For love inspires the anger that curses poverty, preaches life's enrichment, seeks equality. We'll sing those words now. Singing the first 253, love inspired the anger.